With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the third chapter in Hilchos Shabbos. Rambam begins, Mutar lahaschil melacha be'erev Shabbos. It's permissible, it's mutar, to begin the performance of a forbidden melacha on Friday, afal pi shehi nigmeres meila b'Shabbos, even though this labor will be completed on its own accord on the Shabbos day itself. Even though that which will happen on Shabbos is something that I may not do on Shabbos, and I was the one that initiated it, nevertheless, I am permitted to do so. And furthermore, continues Rambam, Aval kishetayosa hamalacha ma'atzma b'Shabbos, when this task will continuously be happening on Shabbos, muter lanu lehanais, we are permitted to derive benefit even from that which happened on Shabbos itself. I'll just give an example. We're not allowed to create fire on Shabbos. If a person lights a candle erev Shabbos, and this fire continuously burns into the day of Shabbos itself, not only is that not a problem, not only are we allowed to light the candle, actually one of the seven rabbinic laws is for us to have candles lit in our homes right before Shabbos, for Shabbos, but more than that, we are allowed to derive benefit from the light of the candle, even from the light of the candle that's burning on Shabbos itself. Now, the Rebbe, as is brought down in Yein Malchus, Sefer Zmanim, Simen Dalet, correlated this halacha into its inner meaning. The Rebbe was megala, a gavaldike, primiyistike part of this halacha. That the whole avoida that we have before Shabbos, which is the avoida that we have during the days of Golos, is in order for us to work with this world and to elevate it and to bring it all into the realm of Kedusha. When will this happen in its completion? This is going to happen during the times of Mashiach, in the Yom Shekul Shabbos HaMenucha L'Chaye Elamim. Says the Rebbe, that what the Rambam is really teaching us, bipnimius, is that there are certain works, there's a certain avoida, that we know that the most we can do now is to begin something. But for it, for this part of this world, for it to be completely elevated in the realm of Kedusha, that is something for which we need God to finish the work. That's something that is only within the realm of the Eibishter. Nevertheless, we have the great mitzvah and the responsibility of initiating things in Golos. And indeed, when we do our part in Golos, its fruition, there are many parts of this world that will taka only become fully included in the realm of Kedusha when Mashiach will come on the holy day of Shabbos. But that is not a reason for us to say, since I can't complete it, it's beyond my ability, we have to do what we need to do. We have to begin our avodah, do something. And yes, and Hashem is going to take from that something, and Hashem will complete it with the imminent coming of Mashiach.